All right, wrestling fans, Akbar's gone. This is Southern Dynamite here in full control of the Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. And we are here to talk about what's going to happen after Akbar's gone. The American heavyweight title is vacant because I wasn't going to allow myself to win it. And I talked about that last week. But there's also a hole in the booking committee. So I've brought in Nightmare Danny Davis. Davis has run Bruce City Wrestling for the last few years under the mantle of Motor City Wrestling. However, when Motor City Wrestling allowed Bruce City Wrestling to go its own way, it wavered. Danny just couldn't quite keep the attention it once had. He had great ideas for storylines, but the storylines didn't appeal to people. Their cards were mainly at Pfizer Forum. The last PWA card at Pfizer Forum, Christmas Chaos last year, with the last Battle of Wisconsin between Iceman King Parsons and Cowboy Ron Bass. Surprisingly, neither one of them on the roster anymore in the PWA, but that's a whole different story. We had 16,000 people in attendance for that card. Average attendance throughout the first half of 2024 for Bruce City Wrestling was less than 9,000. The last card in July only had 1,800 people in attendance. So Pfizer Forum broke their contract with Bruce City Wrestling because they weren't making enough money off of the events. Now, I think Danny will do a great job in the PWA. He simply needs the tutelage of guys like myself and Eddie Gilbert to make his ideas a bit more appealing to the fans. He comes in with three Bruce City Wrestling titles. The BCW heavyweight title held by Italian Stallion, the BCW tag team titles held by the Acolytes, and the BCW six-man tag team titles held by the Nightmares and Italian Stallion. The heavyweight and the tag team titles will be unified with PWA titles next week. I'm not sure about the six-man tag team titles. I have thought about that title in the past, but I have not seen a great need for it in the PWA. However, we will see where it goes. I must also note, this is Nightmare Danny Davis. This is not to be confused with the WWF's Dangerous Danny Davis, who got started off as a crooked referee. Nightmare Danny Davis is the one who helped to found Ohio Valley Wrestling, the developmental league for the WWE. Again, Ohio Valley Wrestling is supposed to be one of the better ones that they've had outside of Memphis. But again, really, you couldn't have a better territorial place than Memphis. But that's my own opinion. But we have one match on the card tonight. It is for the American heavyweight title. Every member of the PWA roster is involved in the match. I haven't announced all of the new talent that is coming in to the PWA to replace Devastation Incorporated. However, the five I have already mentioned, the Nightmares, the Acolytes, and the Italian Stallion, should make this an interesting match. Let's go back over the rules again for the Heartbreakers Rumble. Usually, this is only held at St. Valentine's Day Massacre, but I thought this would be a great way to have the American heavyweight title crown without having some elaborate tournament that extended on forever. Eight men start the match for the first 5 minutes. Every minute afterwards, a new wrestler joins the match until the entire roster, 46 wrestlers right now, have been in the match. Battle Royal rules with the last man standing being the new American heavyweight champion. So this is going to be a doozy of a match. So let's get right into it. Your first eight guys starting out the match are Moondog Spike, Russian Nightmare Nikita Koloff, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, Southern Psycho Elliot Russell, Italian Stallion, Superstar Bill Dundee, Sigmund, and Big Boss Man. 43 seconds into the match, Italian Stallion is eliminated by Austin Idol. 3 minutes and 4 seconds, Elliot Russell is eliminated by Nikita Koloff. 40 seconds after that, Austin Idol is eliminated by Moondog Spike. At 5 minutes, number 9 comes in, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. A second later, Nikita Koloff is eliminated by Big Boss Man. At 6 minutes, number 10, Devin Storm comes in. And at 6:38, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert is eliminated by Sigmund. At 7 minutes, number 11, Chad Fortune comes in. At 8 minutes, number 12, Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker comes in. At 8 minutes, 6 seconds, Big Boss Man is eliminated by Bill Dundee and Devon Storm. At 8:46, Chad Fortune is eliminated by Bill Dundee. At 9 minutes, number 13, Jimmy Garvin comes in. At 10 minutes, number 14, Johnny B. Badd comes in. But he only lasts 49 seconds before he is eliminated by Moondog Spike. At 11 minutes, number 15, Beef Stew Lou Marconi enters the ring. At 12 minutes, Stevie Ray, number 16. And at 13 minutes, Wild Card draws the number 17 slot. But then 45 seconds later, he's eliminated by Sigmund. At 14 minutes, number 18, Eric Watts joins the ring. At 14:25, Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker is eliminated by Jimmy Garvin. At 14:47, Devon Storm is eliminated by Beef Stew Lou Marconi. At 15 minutes, number 19, Rex King enters the ring. At 15:58, Stevie Ray is eliminated by Bill Dundee. At 16 minutes, Mike Davis from the Rock and Roll RPMs enters the ring as number 20. At 17 minutes, number 21 is Jerry the King Lawler. And at 18 minutes, Vampire Warrior has drawn number 22. But like several before him, he gets eliminated in 38 seconds by Rex King. At 19 minutes, number 23, Macho Man Randy Savage comes into the ring. 20 minutes, number 24, Bradshaw from the Acolytes comes in. A minute later, his tag team partner Farouk joins the ring. At 21 minutes, 21 seconds, Rock and Roll RPM Mike Davis is eliminated by Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. At 22 minutes, Nightmare Ken Wayne joins in as number 26. At 23 minutes, number 27 was drawn by Kendall Windham. And at 24 minutes, number 28 was drawn by Bunkhouse Buck. At 24 minutes and 14 seconds, Farouk is eliminated by Ken Wayne and Sigmund. At 24:54, Beef Stew Lou Marconi is eliminated by Kendall Windham. At 25 minutes, number 29 is Curtis Thompson. At 25:04, Bunkhouse Buck is eliminated by Jerry Lawler. At 25:56, Eric Watts is eliminated by Rex King. At 26 minutes, Gentleman Chris Adams draws number 30. In 27 minutes, Nightmare Danny Davis joins in as number 31. At 27:54, Kendall Windham is eliminated by Moondog Spike. A second later, Jerry Lawler is eliminated by Ken Wayne. 28 minutes, Trevor Murdoch has drawn number 32. At 29 minutes, Too Cold Scorpio has drawn number 33. At 29:47, Sigmund is eliminated by Nightmare Danny Davis. At 30 minutes, number 34 is the other half of the State Patrol, Lieutenant James Earl Wright. At 30 minutes, 22 seconds, Trevor Murdoch is eliminated by Curtis Thompson. At 31 minutes, the other side of the Rock and Roll RPMs, Tommy Lane, joins the ring. At 31:27, Nightmare Ken Wayne is eliminated by Lieutenant James Earl Wright. At 31:58, Danny Davis is eliminated by Bradshaw. 32 minutes, number 36 gets drawn by Grappler. At 33 minutes, Iron Mike Sharp has drawn number 37. Pretty good draw for Iron Mike Sharp and his chances there, as we only have 9 more guys left to join the ring. All right, 33 minutes, 29 seconds, we have Moondog Spike eliminated by Too Cold Scorpio. At 34 minutes, Rick Steiner has drawn number 38. At 35 minutes, Terry Taylor has drawn number 39. At 35 minutes, 48 seconds, Gentleman Chris Adams is eliminated by Rick Steiner. At 36 minutes, Al Perez has drawn number 40. 36 minutes, 37 seconds, Tommy Lane has been eliminated by Bradshaw. 36 minutes, 57 seconds, Al Perez is eliminated by Too Cold Scorpio. 37 minutes, Steve Dahl has joined the ring as number 41, but he is eliminated in 8 seconds by Rick Steiner. 38 minutes, Moondog Spike joins in as number 42. And Jimmy Golden joins in as number 43 at 39 minutes. At 39:05, Rex King is eliminated by Bradshaw. At 40 minutes into the match already, Robert Fuller comes in as number 44, and he's eliminated in 15 seconds by Too Cold Scorpio. At 41 minutes, we have the next to last wrestler to join, and that is the Brooklyn Brawler. I mean, that is an awesome one for him to draw. But then he's joined a minute later by the last member of the PWA, the other half of Harlem Heat, Booker T. Brooklyn Brawler is eliminated at 42:24 by Rick Steiner. Booker T is eliminated at 43:49 by Jimmy Golden. At 45:48, Grappler is eliminated by Too Cold Scorpio. Scorpio's been in there a long time, and he's done a lot of eliminations. So he's kind of got the momentum at the moment. 47:20, Lieutenant James Earl Wright is eliminated by Moondog Spot. At 49:32, Terry Taylor is eliminated by Jimmy Garvin. At 52:17, Too Cold Scorpio is finally eliminated by Rick Steiner. At 54:33, Jimmy Golden is eliminated by Curtis Thompson. At 55:52, Rick Steiner is eliminated by Macho Man Randy Savage. And then at some point in this time, Terry Taylor has come back to the ring. And he comes to help Bill Dundee eliminate Jimmy Garvin with, with some help from the outside, of course, at 56 minutes, 56 seconds. At 57:18, Bradshaw is eliminated by Iron Mike Sharp. And Taylor and Garvin are still brawling on the outside, trying to be broken up by referees while the referees are still watching the match. At 59:08, Moondog Spot is eliminated by Iron Mike Sharp. So we are down to the final four wrestlers in the Heartbreakers Rumble. Superstar Bill Dundee, who drew number 6. He has been in from the very beginning. An hour he's been in this match. Macho Man Randy Savage drew number 23. Curtis Thompson, kind of the dark horse in this whole thing, drew number 29. Iron Mike Sharp drew number 37. These are your final four here. At 61 minutes, 39 seconds, we've now passed the hour mark. Curtis Thompson is eliminated by Superstar Bill Dundee. At 62 minutes, 35 seconds, Iron Mike Sharp is eliminated by Macho Man Randy Savage. So we're down to the final two men, Macho Man Randy Savage and Superstar Bill Dundee. And at 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 28 seconds, they eliminate each other. David Manning says Dundee touched the floor first. Randy Anderson says that Savage touched the floor first. The only proper way to decide this is to have another match with the two tonight. No time limit, no disqualifications, no countout. Basically a last man standing for the American heavyweight title. To give them a bit of a breather, since Dundee was in the match from the very beginning, and Savage was in for over 45 minutes himself, I announced an American Tag Team title match unifying the PWA title with the BCW title with Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard facing off against the Acolytes. Sunshine comes out with the Acolytes. She complains that Bradshaw hasn't even been out of the Heartbreakers Rumble for 10 minutes. He spent over 35 minutes in the match. Bobby Heenan and the Champions come out. Heenan says that Too Cold Scorpio was eliminated only 5 minutes before Bradshaw, but he was in the match for more than a half hour. I try to correct Heenan that Scorpio was only in for 23 minutes. However, they have had plenty of time to rest. I tell both tag teams, if they want to rest, I'll let them rest. I'll strip the champions of the titles and appoint two other teams to battle for the vacant titles. Neither teams nor their managers are excited about the fight, but they want this opportunity. So here we are. Unification match between the American heavyweight titles and the Bruce City Wrestling tag team titles. Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard representing Pro Wrestling America. The Acolytes, Farouk and Bradshaw representing Bruce City Wrestling. And while Scorpio and Wildcard somehow have been the dominant tag team in the PWA for the first half of 2024, they find themselves completely outmatched by the champions from Bruce City Wrestling. Farouk and Bradshaw take their time dismantling the PWA champions. The Acolytes win the titles after Bradshaw sends Scorpio for a loop with the clothesline from Hell in a time of 10 minutes, 59 seconds. As the Acolytes are celebrating, Harlem Heat attacks them. Booker T nearly decapitates Bradshaw as Stevie Ray tosses Farouk over the top ropes. Harlem Heat picks up the title belts. One has a PWA belt in his hand, the other has a BCW belt. Regardless, Booker T proclaims that Harlem Heat are the true champions in Pro Wrestling America. Now, that looks to be a great thing. Acolytes versus Harlem Heat. Two phenomenal tag teams. All caught up in the Monday Night Wars because you had Harlem Heat in WCW, you had the Acolytes in WWF. It was still WWF back then. And it is one of those that I really wish we could have seen. And with the invasion angle, that could have been a great thing. But again, that's after the day wrestling died because McMahon kind of just threw everything apart at that point. But again, that's my opinion. Maybe one time I will do some things on my thoughts on the wrestling era between Christmas Star Wars 1982, which is the beginning of the golden era of pro wrestling as far as I'm concerned, and the day wrestling died in 2001. That might be an idea for 2025. We'll have to see how that works. But enough rambling. Let's get back to the American heavyweight title. Again, no countout, no disqualification, no time limit. Macho Man Randy Savage, Superstar Bill Dundee. Despite both men having already put in a great effort in the Heartbreakers Rumble, they put together a great match for the vacant title. Although the rules have been thrown out in this match, both Savage and Dundee basically stay within the rules. Savage sidesteps a charge into the corner from Dundee. Savage whips Dundee across the ring. Dundee slams chest first into the turnbuckle and stays there. Savage charges the corner with a vicious clothesline to the back of the head. Dundee crumbles to the mat. Savage grabs Dundee's legs and drags him out to the middle of the ring. He applies a camel clutch. Jerry Calhoun calls for the bell, signaling that Dundee is submitted. In a time of 14 minutes, 58 seconds, he awards the match and the title to Savage. As Savage celebrates his title victory, Dundee gets back to his feet and attacks him from behind. Savage falls out of the ring. Dundee climbs out onto the ring apron. As Savage gets back to his feet, Dundee comes off with a running bulldog onto the floor. Dundee quickly moves around and plants Savage with a pile driver before Calhoun can pull him off Savage. Dundee nails Calhoun with a right hand before heading back to the dressing room era. This looks like another exciting storyline and feud as we come out of the Akbar era. So here we have three storylines coming along, as two of them are right here, right now, with the American heavyweight title, Macho Man Randy Savage and Superstar Bill Dundee, who is the real champion. Both of them will claim the title. And then on the other side, you have the American heavyweight or the American tag team champions, the Acolytes, and the men who have said they are the true champions in the PWA Harlem Heat. Also, one of the things that I have done in previous ones, and not exactly like the Goldberg run, is I'm going to have one of the final four. So, comes along with, I'm going to tell you this right now, one of the final four in the Heartbreakers Rumble, running through the entire roster. Now, this is not going to be a Goldberg squashing everybody in this massive win streak, but this will be one wrestler getting guaranteed matches every single week as he tries to prove himself in the PWA. Could that be American Heavyweight Champion Randy Savage as the top man in the PWA at the moment? Could that be Superstar Bill Dundee as he really thinks he ought to have won both matches, the Heartbreakers Rumble and the title match afterwards? Or could it be Iron Mike Sharp as one of the more underrated wrestlers in the PWA? Or what about the dark horse, Curtis Thompson, wanting to prove himself in the PWA? Storylines could be made for all of them. And you will have to come back for that to see who it is and what happens with him. But until next time, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.